anti-terror raids and arrests.
Europe's at war with those in their midst who may be plotting attacks.
Muslim call to prayer called off.
Duke University, they owe an apology.
A controversial walk home.
They told us how to cross the street, how to be safe.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A week after French authorities killed terrorists at two locations, there's a stepped-up effort across Europe to find others who may be plotting attacks. We begin in Paris with CBS's Elaine Cobb.
French police carried out raids in the Paris region overnight. 10 people were detained. Police believe they may have provided logistical support for last week's attacks here, including sourcing weapons and a car. German police have taken two men into custody this morning in Berlin, following raids on 11 locations.
Intelligence sources say three people are being sought in Belgium. They may be linked to the two terror suspects killed in a raid yesterday. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in Brussels.
Belgian police launched a preemptive strike to stop what they called imminent attacks on a grand scale. Explosions and gunfire rang out as the raid in Verviers began. Police said suspects opened fire with automatic weapons first. Local media reported extremists planned to kidnap and behead a law enforcement official and posted on the internet.
CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate joins us now. Juan, what about this new sweep in Europe?
Well, really what you have is Europe taking no chances in the wake of Paris, and counterterrorism officials who've been worried about foreign fighters and terrorist plots in their midst are taking preventative counterterrorism actions, and they're quite worried that the Paris attacks have also animated and perhaps even accelerated attack plotting, and so that's why you've started to see these raids around the continent, and I expect to see more.
How concerned are they about other people?
I think they're very concerned, and I think other countries as well are looking for networks and cells that may be plotting and accelerating their plans. Certainly the Belgians, which have the highest per capita rate of foreign fighters in Europe, individuals who've traveled to Iraq or Syria and potentially been trained by terrorist groups. So they've been worried for some time. Paris then became the wake-up call. And I think now you've got Belgian, French, and other officials trying to ferret out the networks and cells that may be a threat. And that's why you see these raids.
Juan Zarate, thanks. The U.S. is going to send 400 troops overseas this spring to train moderate Syrian rebels. That mission will take place in other countries, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Christopher Cornell, the 20-year-old Ohio man arrested in a plot to attack the U.S. Capitol, appears in a federal courtroom in Cincinnati today. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
His parents say Cornell converted to Islam 6 months ago. Investigators believe he posted social media messages in support of ISIS and tried to contact persons overseas for authorization to conduct a terror attack in the U.S.
House Speaker Boehner said what's become a controversial eavesdropping program is credited with alerting authorities to the Capitol plot. At Duke University, an idea to use the school's chapel tower for a call to prayer for the Muslim community was seen by some students as a way to promote unity and understanding.
Every religion has had ups and downs. Every religion has had violence associated with their history.
But the schools abruptly scrapped the plan after a flood of objections. Evangelist Franklin Graham urged Duke alums to withhold their support.
It's a slap at the Christian faith. And for those donors that gave the money to build that chapel, because I don't think they would have ever given that money if they'd known it would have been used as a mosque and a minaret.
One school official says there were concerns about safety and security, but there's been no comment about whether there were any specific threats. Oklahoma's carried out its first execution since a botched one last spring. A three-drug concoction was used to put convicted murderer Charles Warner to death. KOTV reporter Tess Mawney was a witness.
He looked at his family. He was smiling at them, telling them that he loves them, saying, "I'm fine, I'm fine."
At one point, Warner said, "My body is on fire," but he showed no signs of distress. Florida used the same drug combination to carry out an execution last night with no apparent problems. There are many secrets of the deep in the world's oceans, but scientists say one thing is all too clear, and it's something we should all pay attention to. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Steve, researchers say the ocean is getting more acidic with harmful amounts of other chemicals finding their way in, too. Australian National University scientist Will Steffen is the lead author of a just-released study.
Climate change, of course, too, is putting pressures on oceans as it warms the ocean. In fact, 93% of the extra heat from the greenhouse gases we are emitting actually winds up in the ocean.
Stephan says habitats are disappearing, species are over-harvested, and that could mean extinction. The study published in the journal Science says the damage is reversible if humans act now or soon.
In another sign, West Africa may be turning the corner on the Ebola outbreak. Guinea plans to reopen schools next week, closed earlier because of fears the disease would spread even faster. Arizona has become the first state in the nation to pass a law requiring high school students to pass a U.S. citizenship civics test before they can graduate. Republican State Senator Steve Yarborough was a sponsor of the legislation.
This is the same test that people have to take and pass to become a U.S. citizen. And so why should our youth, the people who are already blessed with citizenship, not be able to pass this test?
Similar bills will be considered this year in more than a dozen other states. American astronaut Scott Kelly is in the final stages of training for the full year he plans to spend in space. Kelly and a Russian cosmonaut are due to leave in March for a record 12-month stint on the International Space Station.
Generally, there aren't any positive physiological effects that we've determined yet. Maybe we'll find that out by staying on the space station for a year. Maybe we'll come back smarter. That'd be great.
NASA wants to learn the effects of prolonged periods in space with trips to Mars on the long-range drawing board. A Maryland couple is under investigation for possible child neglect because they let their two kids walk home from a park by themselves.
They understand that they need to hold hands when they cross the street. They need to look both ways. They need to make sure the light is with them.
Danielle Mateev says her 10-year-old son and 6-year-old daughter were picked up by police in the midst of their mile-long trek last month.
You know, I grew up in New York City in the 70s, and nobody hesitated to let their kids walk around. So the only thing that's changed between then and now is our fear.
Rick Perry's time as Texas governor is ending. Question is he going to try to run for president again?
Governor Perry addressed the legislature with a cadence and a confidence of a man not saying goodbye, but one seeking higher office.
We have built a more diverse economy, able to survive even major budget shortfalls. And both times we addressed those budget shortfalls without raising taxes.
Focusing nationally, Perry also criticized New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's energy policy banning fracking.
In Texas, we have chosen jobs. We have chosen energy security. And we will one day end America's dependence on hostile sources of foreign energy.
Chris Fox, CBS News, Austin.
A Louisville hospital says boxing legend Muhammad Ali should be able to go home today. He went back to the hospital yesterday. Follow-up care related to that urinary tract infection that laid him up earlier. And that's the World News Roundup. It's produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.